pouco permanente, já é um questionário para a nossa qualidade de trabalho. Eu acho que eu estou achando que eu estou achando que eu estou achando que just trying to think of what reward other than you could be found anywhere. You are the embodiment of all benediction which you bestow upon these residents of the cowherd community of Vrindavan. You have already arranged to give yourself to Kusana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give these devotees of Vrindavan, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, and very lives and hearts are all dedicated only to you? There is no telling translation.
అందులో ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రజల ప్రజలకు కూడా అన్ని విధాలుగా వాళ్ళకి హృదయాలు అన్ని కూడా కేవలం నీకే అర్పించబడ్డాయి. అటువంటి వాళ్ళకి కూడా నీ దగ్గర ఏమీ లేదు. ఎందుకంటే నీ వాళ్ళందరూ కూడా కోరికలకు వాళ్ళ గురువులు ఇచ్చేసారు.
రాగాదయ కరగృహం గృహం తావ్రి నిగడో జావృష్ణ తావరాగాదయ సేనాగృహం గృహం తావన్మోహం గృహీవరో యావత్ కృష్ణ తే జన material attachment and so on. Stenaha, thieves, tavat, for that long. Kara Griham, the prison. Griham, one's home. Tavat, for that long. Moha, the bewilderment of family affection. Angri, upon their feet, Nigara, Shaku, Javad, as long as Krishna, O Lord Krishna, now do not become, say, your devotee, Janaha, any person. Translation by the Divine Grace. Now this was done by after Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves, their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles. Please repeat after me. My dear Lord Krishna.
My dear Lord Krishna.
Until people become your devotees,
their material attachments
and desires
remain thieves.
Their homes remain prisons. And their affectionate feeling for their family members remain foot shackles. I have a suggestion that since you are such a good translator, like every day, the verse and the purport he can translate and he can read it out from that. And that way we are making some progress over translating Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? At least one verse. So that way, you know, he is prepared also. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Apparently, the residents of Vrindavan, the abode of Lord Krishna, are simple householders in even ordinary affairs such as herding cows, cooking, rearing children, and performing religious ceremonies. However, all these activities are intensely engaged in loving service of Lord Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan perform all activities in pure Krishna consciousness and thus exist on the most exalted platform of liberated life. Otherwise, the same activities performed without Krishna consciousness constitute ordinary bondage to the material world. Thus, one should not misunderstand that the exalted position of the residents of Vrindavan, nor should one consider oneself highly religious simply because one performs ordinary domestic affairs very enthusiastically but without Krishna consciousness. By focusing our position and attachment on our family, by focusing our passionate attachment on our family and society, we are completely deviated from the progressive path of Krishna consciousness. Conversely, if we engage our family in the loving service of the Lord, our endeavors to maintain our family becomes part and parcel of our progressive spiritual duty. In conclusion, by studying the extraordinary status of the residents of Vrindavan, we can see that the essential quality of their life is pure Krishna consciousness, the rendering of loving service to the Lord without a trace of material desire or mental speculation. Such loving service to the original personality of Godhead immediately creates the atmosphere of Sri Vrindavan Dham, the kingdom of God. But will it be difficult? Okay. Fine. Hare Krishna. Maybe I'll just elaborate the purpose, so that will be. Tavad raga dayostena, tavad kara griham griham, tavan moham rehigaro, javad Krishna nate janana. My dear Lord Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves. Their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles. So, this is Lord Brahma's prayer to Sri Krishna. When, after Brahma stole the cowherd boys and the calves of Krishna. Brahma stole the calves and the cowherd boys and gave them hidden in a cave. But as Brahma looked back, he found that all the calves were grazing in the field and all the cowherd boys are having picnic with Krishna. Then Brahma saw that all the calves and all the cowherd boys are actually Narayans. He saw so many Narayans in place of both calves and the cowherd boys. All this while Brahma knew one Narayan, his Lord. But now he sees that all the cowherd boys and the calves are also Narayans. And who is Narayan? Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. So, there are innumerable Narayans have been expanded from the body of Krishna in the place of the cowherd boys and the calves that Brahma has stolen. Then Brahma realized who Krishna is. He realized that cowherd boy is the origin of Narayana. Ete chamsha kala pumsha Krishna stu. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are actually Krishna's expansion and expansion of Kala and Hamsa. Hamsa and Kala. So in this way, Brahma actually recognized that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Swayam. And he also recognized that Vrindavan is the original place of residence of that original Supreme Personality.
వృందావనమైనటువంటి ఆ ఆది పురుషుడైనటువంటి దేవాదేవుడైనటువంటి భగవంతునికి స్వధానం వృందావనం అని కూడా తెలుసుకున్నాను.
కృష్ణ ఇస్ స్వయం భగవాన్ అండ్ వృందావన్ ఇస్ హిస్ ధామ్.
కృష్ణుడు స్వయం భగవాను, వృందావనం ఆయన స్వధానం.
ఆరాధ్య భగవాన్ బ్రజేశ్వర తనాయ స్వధామ వృందావనం. The worshipable Supreme Personality of Godhead is the son of Nanda Maharaj and his abode is
Vrindavan.
So in this way, Brahma actually came back to his senses and then Brahma started to offer his prayers. Become unless and until one becomes a devotee of Krishna, tavat means until then. Until when? Until javat Krishna nate jana. Until one becomes a devotee of Krishna, his material attachments and desires become thieves.
వ్యక్తులు కృష్ణ భక్తులు కానంత వరకు కూడా ఆ బంధనలు అనేక అనురాగాలు బంధనలు.
And what does this thief is stealing? He is stealing his time, very precious life span, and his consciousness, everything that he had that could have been engaged in Krishna's service and made his life perfect, he is stealing them away through his desires.
మరి అనురాగము బంధన కోరికలైనటువంటి బంధువులు అవి ఏ బంధనలు చెప్తున్నాయి? ఆ వ్యక్తికి సమయాన్ని అరవైనటువంటి మానవ జన్మైనటువంటి కాలం లభించింది, ఆ సమయాన్ని తొలగిస్తున్నాయి. అంతేకాకుండా అతని చేతులను తొలగిస్తున్నాయి. ఏదైతే కృష్ణ సేవకు అవి ఉపయోగించవచ్చు, కానీ ఆ కృష్ణ సేవకు ఉపయోగించేటువంటి ప్రతి ఒక్కదాన్ని కూడా ఈ దొంగలు నిలువ చేస్తున్నారు.
అండ్ తాబత్ కారా గృహం గృహం. And until then, until one becomes a devotee of Krishna, his house is actually a prison house. A prison house is a place where he is kept imprisoned, although he doesn't want to, and he is punished there.
కారాగ్రహం అంటే అది ప్రదేశం, ఇబ్బంది ప్రదేశం అంటే అక్కడ ఉండడానికి ఎవరు ఎంచుకోవడదు, కానీ అక్కడ ఉంచబడతారు, శిక్షించబడతారు కూడా.
అండ్ లైక్ వన్ మే ఫీల్ దట్ ఓ మై హౌస్ ఇస్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్, ఐ యామ్ సో హ్యాపీ విత్ మై హౌస్, బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ హిస్ హౌస్ ఇస్ అ ప్రిజన్ హౌస్.
నా ఇల్లు చాలా బాగుంది, నా కుటుంబం చాలా బాగుంది, నేను చాలా ఆనందంగా ఉన్నాను, చాలా సంతోషపడవచ్చు, కానీ వాస్తవానికి అతని గృహము కారాగారం.
And Tavan Moham Nigara is, until then his attachment to his family members, etc., are just a shackle on his feet. So in this way, what is happening? He is imprisoned in the prison house of material nature, tied down very nicely with the shackles of his affection and attachment to his family members, and his house is the prison house where he is actually attached and he cannot become free. And then in that condition, when his hands and feet are tied up, when he is in prison, all his wealth is being stolen by his attachments and desires. And Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport,
on the other hand, in Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan are apparently appearing to be like ordinary households.
They are living in houses, they are taking care, they are cooking at home, they are herding their cows, they are plowing their fields, and they are making all kinds of apparently material arrangements. But Prabhupada is pointing out that all these activities are centered around Krishna, therefore they are all devotional service. So in this way we can see that the highest form of devotional service can be rendered just being remain at home, but rendering those service for the sake of it is not that in order to render devotional service, we have to leave home and go to the forest. One can remain in his household situation. One can do everything that he is doing. Only thing that he has to do is the shift the purpose, the paradigm shift. Shift the purpose from doing it for the family members or homes and things, for one's own body and sense gratification, one must do it for Krishna.
కాకపోతే ఇక్కడ ముఖ్యమైనటువంటి ఏంటంటే భావన మార్చుకోవడం అనేది చేయాలి. ఇంతకుముందు నీ కోసం, ఈ శక్తి కోసం, విజయస్వామి కోసం, నీ గురు స్వంతం కోసం చేస్తున్నాము. ఇప్పుడు ఆ కార్యక్రమాన్ని చేసినప్పుడు కృష్ణుడి కోసం నువ్వు చేస్తే చాలు.
డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ మీన్స్ సర్వింగ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ హిస్ డివోటీస్.
భక్తుడు సేవ అర్థం ఏంటంటే కృష్ణుని మరియు ఆయన భక్తుల్ని సేవించడం.
సో వన్ క్యాన్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ కమిట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు సర్వింగ్ కృష్ణ. And when he becomes a devotee, he makes his family members also devotees. Then the house he is living in becomes the house of devotees. And in the house of the devotees, he establishes a temple of
Krishna.
And engages all the members of his family in serving
Krishna.
Then is he living in his house, or his house has become a temple? In this way, very easily, he can convert his house into a temple of Krishna. Now, in order to maintain the temple of Krishna, he will need money. So he goes and works or makes it on his business. To make that money.
కాబట్టి గురించి పోషించడానికి కంటే ధనం కావాలి కాబట్టి బయటకి వ్యాపారము ఉద్యోగం చేసి ధనం తీసుకుంటారు.
And then his job or his business becomes devotional
service.
Because this is a means to earn money to maintain the temple of
Krishna.
And then in the temple, his wife and children become engaged in serving Krishna. His wife cooks for Krishna. She cooks the bhoga for Krishna. His wife was cooking before also, but she was cooking before for her husband and children. But now she is cooking for
Krishna.
So when she cooks for Krishna, does her husband and children starve?
No. Krishna goes to one day to get a little bit of the Bhaktaramu Vidalu until Paramahansa Spodhara.
So when food is offered to Krishna, Krishna eats and gives it back to them.
Yes.
So that way they learn to become, they learn to eat Krishna
Krishna.
And his children, they get up in the morning, attend Mangalar, they write the program in the temple. So they become perfect brahmacharis.
అట్లా వారి పిల్లలు కూడా ఏం చేస్తారు, తెల్లవారుజాము నిద్ర చేస్తారు, మహిళలకి పెద్దల కార్యక్రమాలు జరుగుతారు, మంచి పట్టుకునే బ్రహ్మచారులు తయారు అవుతారు.
And then they learn to dress Krishna, they learn to play Krishna, they learn to play, sing for Krishna, they learn to dance for Krishna. And in this way the children also become devotees
of Krishna. వాళ్ళు ఏం చేస్తారు, కృష్ణ ఆలోచన చేసుకుంటారు, కృష్ణ కీర్తన వాళ్ళు చేసుకుంటారు, కృష్ణతో నాట్యం చేసుకుంటారు.
In this way his house is transformed into a temple. So Vrindavan is a perfect example for creating a perfect Krishna conscious environment wherever we may be.
మనం ఎక్కడున్నప్పటికీ కూడా కృష్ణ చేసిన వాతావరణం ఏర్పాటు తీసుకోవాలంటే యజ్ఞానికి బృందావనం చక్కటి ఉదాహరణ.
And that is the mood of the devotees of Vrindavan. Wherever they are, whatever they are doing is simply for the sake of
Krishna.
And in this way, Srila Prabhupada in his purport is pointing out that in order to become devotees of Krishna, we don't have to change our present situation in most cases. We simply have to engage ourselves in the service of Krishna and turning everything for the sake of Krishna. And that is actually the meaning of
Sankirtan.
The word Sankirtan has two connotations. The word Sankirtan means, it's a combination of two words. Samyak Kirtan. Meaning Samyak means complete. And Kirtan means glorification of the Supreme Personality of God.
Sankirtan is already in the Bhagavad Gita.
This Sammak Kirtan or complete glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also has two connotations. One connotation is Bahuvir Vilitvaya Kirtan. When many people get together and chant the holy name of the Lord, that is called Sankirtan.
దీనికి మళ్ళీ అంటారు దాన్ని అదే విధంగా ఉదయం అంటే అనేక మంది భక్తులు కలిసి సామూహికంగా
But another meaning of Sambhav Kirtan or Sankirtan is when everything is engaged in glorifying the Supreme
Personality.
Everything can be engaged in the service of Krishna. And that is the broader meaning of the word of
Sankirtana.
Krishna's glory must spread everywhere so that everybody can become a devotee
of Krishna.
And in order to do that, we have to train people, we have to guide people, we have to motivate people to learn to engage everything in Krishna's
service.
And in this way, everybody can be engaged in spreading the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and rendering pure devotional service. In this way, that in order to render devotional service, everybody has to leave home and go to some forest, or even some holy place, or even move into an airport. It will be very difficult for
everybody.
If in order to render devotional service, we have to give up our job or give up our occupation, It would have been very difficult for everybody to become engaged. Therefore, the mood of Sankirtan, that way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, and the way Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur have presented it, is a very dynamic concept of Sankirtan. You don't have to change your situation. Sthane sthitva shruti gatam tanumam mano. Sthane sthitva meaning remaining situated where you are. But Shruti Vatam, according to the instructions of the Vedas, Tanubhang Manoti, with your body, mind, and words, render service unto the Supreme Personality of So, in this way, you don't have to leave home, but you can turn your home into a
temple.
Sthane sthitva, being situated where you are. If you are a businessman, remain a businessman. But just with your body, mind and words, try to serve Krishna. Meaning, try to spread Krishna consciousness and engage everyone in serving
Krishna.
If you have a family, you don't have to leave your family, but make all the members of your family into devotees. If you have a business,
don't have to give up your business, but run the business to make money for Krishna
consciousness.
So that is the real Vrindavan mood, which is being created all over the world by the Sankirtan movement of Sri
Sankirtan
movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the movement of creating Vrindavan everywhere. You don't have to go to Vrindavan, but you can make your house into
Vrindavan.
So that is the most wonderful gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is being forecasted by Lord Brahma. Normally, the house is Grinam is Kara Grinam. Normally, the desires for self gratification are like thieves that take away your most precious possession. Normally, your attachment to your family and friends is like Anghi Nigara, foot
shackle.
But when you become Krishna conscious, when you become Krishna's devotee, then what happens? Then your house becomes a temple. Your attachments become your spiritual attachment to Krishna, and your Angri Nigaram attachment to your family, which was Angri Nigaram, by being attached to Krishna, your Angri Nigaram becomes the ankle belt that tickles when you dance in ecstasy with the chanting of the Hare Krishna.
తర్వాత ఏవైతే నువ్వు మమత ఆత్మీయంలో గురుసుకుంటున్న కలిగి ఉన్నావు అవన్నీ కూడా ఇక్కడ అంత్యక్రియలన్న కాలకి సంఖ్యలో ఉన్నాయి కదా, అవంతా విషమంగా కదా, అది కాలకి గజ్జలయ్యి గల్లు గల్లు మనం నాట్యం చేసుకుంటే శబ్దం వస్తుంది. హరే కృష్ణ మంత్రం కృష్ణ
చేస్తుంది. We have about 10 minutes for questions. Yes. Do we have any mic? Okay. Okay, the question is, nowadays we find that both husband and wife are working, so how, what will be the situation when they become devotees? Like, so do both husband and wife continue to work? And the answer is no, there is no need for the wife to work. Because now both husband and wife have to work because they need so much money for their color TV, for their shopping in the mall and all kinds of. But when you become And then they have to go to the restaurant, they have to go to bars, they have to go to the nightclubs. But when you become a devotee, all those expenses are curtailed. You don't need so much money. Vegetables and ghee and milk don't really cost that much. And you don't have to go anywhere because your house will now become the temple. So you, when you have the time, so you come and chant Hare Krishna at home. So your wife can cook for Krishna and take care of your children when you go and earn the money. And earn enough money to maintain the temple of Krishna that is where you are. Nitamukhadas Prabhu asked a very nice question. Then you spoke only about the householders. That's honest, it was Shruti Gadam. So what about the brahmacharis? Well, for brahmacharis it's a lot easier than householders. The brahmacharis, they are in the temple. So whatever they are doing is already, Sanubang Manubhi is already very easily engaged in serving
Krishna.
They are using their Sanubang and Man. But in the temple, rendering service, going out and preaching, and taking care of so many other aspects of spiritual movement of ISKCON. So for brahmachari, it is not simple. For brahmacharis, it's a lot more conducive because their body, mind, and words are already engaged in Krishna service all the time. But for a householder, to make his house into a temple is difficult. To make his business into devotional service is difficult. But through Sankirtan, in an indirect way, they can do that. So that is the purpose of this Sanubang Manobhi. Any other question? Yes. What's that? Peacock feather in Krishna's head. Okay, very good. You see, the peacocks are brahmachari. And peacocks, they don't, in order to procreate, generally, the animals or birds get involved in sex life. But that is not the case with the peacocks. When the peacocks see the monsoon cloud, tears come from their eyes. And the peahen drinks that tears of the peacock. And that is how she conceives. So that is how peacocks are the perfect brahmacharis. And in order to glorify this brahmacharis, Krishna catches. Hare Krishna.
ఈ నెలలు కూడా మామూలుగా తప్పులు పక్షులు ప్రతిష్ఠ చేయాలంటే అది నైవేద్య దిశలో పాల్గొంది. కానీ నెలల విషయంలో ప్రతిష్ఠ ఎలా జరుగుతుందంటే మొదలు ఏమిస్తుంటే వర్షాకాలంలో మేఘాలు చూసినట్లయితే కన్నీటి కావచ్చు. ఆ కన్నీటి నెలలు పడినప్పుడు ఆడని వచ్చి ఆ కన్నీటిని తీసుకుంటుంది. అలా తీసుకోవడం ద్వారా అది ప్రతిష్ఠ చేస్తుంది అన్నమాట. ఈ విధంగా అది ప్రత్యక్షంగా ప్రతిష్ఠ కూడా నైవేద్యంలో పాల్గొనేది లేదు. అందుకే నేను బ్రహ్మచారి చెప్పిందని చెప్పేసి భగవంతుడు కృష్ణుడు నెల విషయాన్ని నిర్వహించారు.
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ I go.